following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. And we are here with, again, our wonderful best information post in the world, Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And we're talking about, you know, preparation, planning, new beginnings. And the main thing that I think Daphne is here to discuss is, how do you make these adjustments? You know, it's a big, big deal, obviously, for families to be in a situation where they're trying to now make an adjustment, whether it's to move to assisted living, Daphne, or if it's home care, it's bringing somebody in. There's still that element of, how can family members be the best support for their parents?
Love this topic, because this is what I do all the time.
It's a hard topic. Sure, because families don't know where they fit in, and they want to help, and sometimes they either do too much, or they don't do enough, or they don't approach it in the right way.
And what I'm finding most often is that it's the approach, mm-hmm. And not having knowledge ahead of time to be able to be preemptive. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're starting with some in-home care, and you have caregivers coming into the home maybe 4 hours a day, mm-hmm. and they're going to start the day for your parents and getting them going and having a good breakfast, and mm-hmm. they prepare a lunch for them, so that's there, and then you're finishing up the day in the evening, and so you've got this kind of basic rhythm going. Mm-hmm. But how does that happen when somebody that you don't know comes into their home, is going to, in some cases, want to be all hands on deck because they need physical help? Mm-hmm. They may be a shower aide. So we're talking about some modesty issues. We're talking about huge trust issues.
Huge.
It could be some communication issues.
And it's that feeling of vulnerability that
absolutely
your parent or loved one has.
That's right. But even beyond that, simpler than that, is just the mechanics of, how do you have someone come into your home, and how do you start building a relationship of trust? How
Huge.
Do you establish the boundaries of what you want? This is your castle, Mom and Dad. You are still in charge. You set the tone, and you have people here to support you. But how do we do that? And so, as loved ones of the people receiving care, if you're the daughter or the son, listen closely to this piece. Empower your family members. Everything that comes out of your mouth is empowerment. Nothing about, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Huge.
This is going to be different. Sorry, I can't do anything about that. But empower them of, how do they get through the change? So
give me an example.
I got tons of them. So let's say it's dad, you know, that he's at home and he's had his routine and he has the same thing for breakfast every day and isn't even interested in smelling or having bacon or sausage. He wants Cheerios and that's it.
Yeah.
You tell dad, you know what? You let Gladys, who's coming in as the caregiver, you let her know that every day I'd like to have Cheerios. Please don't even try to entice me with a waffle and strawberries. I just want my Cheerios. Empower him to know that this is your castle. Dad, you can still do what you've been doing forever and ever. No one's going to shove anything down your throat.
That's so important.
It's a simple thing, but we forget about that, because now someone's coming into my home and they're going to want me to eat differently. They're going to want me to walk differently. They're mm-hmm. going to want me to sit in the chair only for 2 hours and then move and reposition. But you know what? Empower your families to know that those are things that are going to come up, because mm-hmm. that's why we're getting care.
Right.
But you still are in the driver's seat. If you really don't want to sit in a particular chair, even though it's good to give some relief to your backside, you sell to them. Mm-hmm. And then that caregiver's responsibility is to say, George, you're right. Can we talk about it in about 15 or 20 minutes or after your TV program is off? Because we do need to make a change to make sure that you stay healthy and your skin is mm-hmm. intact. But empower them to have conversation, to speak for themselves.
You know, that is such a simple thing, and yet it's something that I think you're right. People forget.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, I remember, perfect example. I used to take my mother to the doctor a lot, you know, when I was taking care of her. And I remember distinctly, there was one doctor that we went to. He talked to me instead of my mother.
Yeah.
And I'm going, like, I stopped him. I put my hand up and I said, talk to my mother, please.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, she's not, yeah, she has maybe a little bit of dementia, but this is her health. It's mm-hmm. it's important for her to feel like she's heard. And don't talk you know, past it. And I think that's true with siblings, that we may do that, you know, to have conversations, because maybe mom or dad don't maybe think as fast as we do anymore.
That's right. Yep.
They might be a little bit slower or whatever. So take the time, slow down,
yes,
and have that acknowledgement that they're still a part of this.
That's right. It's okay
a big
to say,
part of this.
Dad, I know you're going to get your words out. We've got all the time in the world. Take your time. What you have to say is important.
Huge.
It's so important that you posture yourself as the son or daughter, you know, mm-hmm. the facilitator, that with a can-do position, that nothing's a big deal. We can work through anything, and you are still in charge. Nothing is going to be decided without your input.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know that sometimes dad's input might not be aware of safety judgment. But we can language in a way that says, Dad, great idea. When your legs are working really well and your balance is on and you just had some good protein and you've slept well.
We'll go back to that.
We're going
to
do that. But right now, at this moment, I really need you to help the caregiver support you so you keep your independence. Let the caregiver support you. You are a wise man to let someone support you mm-hmm. so that you keep your independence.
Right.
So you don't have a fall. So we don't have something happen that you get dehydrated and now you have to go to the hospital to get hydrated and everything goes kaflooey.
Mm-hmm.
Give them enough information in a way that they are in charge. Not that.
I love it.
You're 80 years old and your body needs more fluid than you ever are used to. I'm sorry, Dad, you have to drink 8 glasses
and
of water
really,
a day.
Guess
That's
what?
Not it.
This is about, like, the bottom line is, it's about respect.
It is. Dignity.
It's about the dignity and respect. And we are talking again to our wonderful best information champion for seniors, and that is Daphne Davis. And Daphne's from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And tell us a little bit about where you're located, Daphne.
Well, we are solidly servicing everything from Skagit County to Thurston County now. Our heart is right in the middle of that spread.
Mm-hmm.
We go out onto the peninsula as well. We're here to help anybody and everybody that needs the help and has the courage to ask for it.
Well, it's so needed. And you know what you do is really help to keep that dignity.
We
and
do.
That respect intact.
That's right.
You know, one of the things that really strikes me about what you do is that you take the hard things away from the families. You know, really you do. You don't have to put yourself in the middle of, you know, parenting your parent, which will never go over,
nope.
ever. And just let, you know, let somebody like Daphne, to our listeners, let somebody like Daphne come in and help your family. It costs nothing to you, zero to you. And Daphne's well enough connected. She knows the resources out there and help you guys navigate this really difficult, confusing path of, you know, aging care.
It's about knowing your options.
Yes.
You know, in the 20 years that I've been doing this job now, which I have to tell everyone, I love my job, so nothing will dissuade me from helping you.
Right.
finances, location, family drama, bring it on. I'm here to help you because I really hope someone, in all honesty, will be around to help my family mm-hmm. when I need the extra support and I can't
Absolutely.
Hear it from my kids. That's
Absolutely.
The bottom line. They just can't hear it from you. So when you're making changes, just keep, my cue is empowerment. When you're starting the conversation and you invite me into your home, just make sure that mom and dad know zero decisions are being made today.
Huge.
None. We are only gathering information. And mom and dad, we really want to hear your opinion and your thoughts about this. You are in the driver's seat. And Daphne's going to help guide us on how to have mm-hmm. this conversation. Because, you know, mom and dad, we've had this conversation or tried to, and we just escalated into not hearing each other. Daphne's going to help us be able to hear each other. That's what I do. That's what I love doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to the place where you have to have the hard conversation that says, Dad, this has worked for the last 3 years for you to be in your own home, but we're reaching the place where the following has kind of jumped in front of me. I'm here. I've invited Daphne to come and see if I'm crazy and making a mountain out of a molehill, and also for her to hear your perspective of, Dad, why is it so hard for me to get you to drink some fluid? You know, it's such a medicinal thing for you and such a simple thing. But maybe she's got a way of saying it to you that you can hear. And mm-hmm. so she's not here to make decisions. She's here to share her experience.
Maybe the fluid, it's just maybe dad doesn't know how to say, you know, I just don't like it. Maybe you need to put a little bit of lemon juice in there. Or, you know, a caregiver is going to understand specifically what it is too.
It might be and cold. Then, you've given him ice all the time and it hurts his teeth and he doesn't
say it. Because that's what they don't. They don't say it.
And that's where the empowerment comes in. Really, if there's a word to take home today, it's empowerment.
I love that.
Empower them to speak up for themselves in the way that they can.
And you know, that helps from the very beginning all the way through. And I don't care if your parent has dementia or Alzheimer's, if they have the ability to start speaking up, sometimes they're going to say things that don't make any sense. Sometimes they're going to say things that are going to push your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And I always encourage, you know, families as they're dealing with, you know, conflicts with their parents, is realizing that I do not believe ever that it is a parent's intention to hurt their adult child.
Never.
Unfortunately, a lot of times people will say, well, my dad was cruel to me, you know, or my dad is this or my mom is that. It's like, take a deep breath, walk around the block if you have to, and third, develop a sense of humor. I mean, sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, just relax and realize that there's some certain things, but never take that voice away. Mm-hmm. It's so important. And I think that's really our key thing today is, you know,
Keep that line of communication in terms of empowerment, and it takes work to language to not be reactive, but rather to be listening in a way that you're hearing and not preparing for your next comeback.
Right.
You as the family caregivers that are in this situation, try really hard to implement that, and you will have less behaviors. If you have behaviors, they're because of an unmet need.
Right.
They're not because of maliciousness. They're not because of, you know, family patterns. They're all about an unmet need.
Mm-hmm. So, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You can reach me at PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com or at 855-374-1500.
I'm so glad you're with us always. Thanks again, Daphne.
You're so welcome.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.